You know what I've been thinking about?
What's that?
What if Daleks, Barber Quartet, harmonics, Dalek harmonics, Dapper Daleks, or Dalek Dans. I haven't quite figured out which name I like better.
I'm trying to think of like what's one of those classic Dapper Dan songs right now.
I like coffee. I like tea. I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. All I'm saying is Barishtabot does come back around full circle if we have Dalek singing Java Jive. That's all.
Dalek with one of those little straw hats tipped to the side.
It's the Kia Soul Dalek, so they're all different colored, but they're also striped. Little straw hats.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that quite a bit.
Thank you.
And welcome back to another episode of Who Is My Doctor?
Who is my doctor?
Who is indeed? I am your host, Zach, and I know a lot about Doctor Who.
And I'm also your host, Cassie, and I don't care to know a lot about Doctor Who. I am so very happy, though, that we're doing a Dalek episode.
Yeah, this is our first episode where Capaldi's brain isn't pudding.
I love Dalek. And also, it'll be nice to see Capaldi not be a homeless man.
Although you seem to like him when he was... The more homeless he was, the more you liked
him. The more deranged he was getting.
So I'm curious to see how you'll respond to him now that he's fully cooked.
See, because here's the thing. Here's also the thing is Capaldi is so far is playing the Doctor as if he has his own laugh track. Nobody else can hear it. The Doctor is in his own sitcom. And I think if my theory is correct, whereas Matt Smith, very Peter Pan, I think so far Capaldi might be the sitcom Doctor, I think.
Well, you think about
like very Kramer.
If you think very much in that last episode, he's talking about how he does his sleeping when other people are talking so he can get ahead to his bits.
Yes. I'm not saying that Capaldi and Kramer are very alike, but I'm also not saying that.
Could it be Dr. Frasier?
It could. Also, I realized, did we ever figure out what doctor or what dog Smith was?
I think we did that for series 5, I think. I think we did that pretty early in his run. We still got quite a ways to go for Capaldi, though.
I'm letting it cook.
We gotta settle with him a little bit. We gotta know what his vibe is. Do you have any expectations for Into the Dalek?
No, but because I am me and me like Disney, all I could hear in my head is Into the Dalek. Into the Dalek. Into the Dalek. Aurora and a Dalek would be quite an interesting pair. You have an actual real life fairy and a robot Nazi duking it out.
Keep bringing up singing Disney Daleks today.
Hey, I was doing research for the next musical that we're doing, so I have musicals on the brain. Don't sue me. This is me. I can't apologize.
Well, let's find out together what happens at the end of the Dalek. But before we get to that, we gotta do the Cassie Profacy today, Cassie. For those of you for some reason tuning in for your first time or haven't had it explained, I make Cassie guess what happens in these episodes.
Are people asking?
I don't know, but I feel like I've never introduced the segment besides the very first time.
It's not a hard segment to understand. It's pretty deep.
I guess that's fair.
You get the bit.
That's fair. It's fair. Anyway,
do people not know?
I don't know.
Is this how you're learning now?
I get in my head. I get in my head about it and stuff happens.
You're welcome. Everybody who's seen Frozen 2, you're so welcome for me getting that stuck in your head for the next 45 minutes.
These questions were both sort of inspired by, he didn't give me the question specifically, but he gave me some pitches. Okay. Patron Hordacky sent me some pitches specifically for this episode.
No, thank you,
Hordacky. For Professy questions. This first question, I have multiple choice answers for you.
Okay.
But I am curious what pops into your head first before I give them to you.
You're going to wait until I freak out and start to cry?
Well, I'm letting you know that I want to hear what you're going to say. Okay. But then I will give you the multiple choice question. So you don't have to freak out. I just want you to...
You don't have to stress cry now. But you can wait to stress cry until later.
I am curious what the little hamster on the wheel in your mind draws a picture of.
Oh, a hamster's on a break right now, but we'll see.
In this episode... The doctor gives a Dalek a name.
Uh-oh.
And by a name, it's not just like a one-off like jab. He brings it up multiple times. So this Dalek is definitively named this by the doctor.
Like Handles?
Like Handles was as a Cyberman, okay. Yes. What do you think the doctor chooses to name a Dalek, Cassie?
Justin Ittle Guy.
Justin Ittle Guy?
Yeah. I guess it'd be Justil guy. Justil.
Justil little guy.
Justil little guy.
It's a French Dalek.
Yeah. Is it like a human name?
I wouldn't call it. It's like a pet name, like a name you would give an animal.
Okay. A name you would give a animal, you say. What kind of animal? Well, because that's also not fair.
Which what I mean by that is it's not really like a...
Like it is an animal name then? Like Fido?
Like not necessarily animal's name. I just mean it's not like, he's not calling him like Hank.
Like Poppet.
Yeah.
Or Deer.
Like, yeah. I'll tell you what, I will give you just the multiple choices so you get the vibe of what I'm talking about here.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm just curious what else came into your mind.
Well, because then I'm like, I call my pet names are like Sweetums and Honey Bear.
Can you imagine thick Scottish brogue Peter Capaldi referring to a Dalek as Sweetums?
Yes, I've started using that as like a nickname because I work with a lot of children. I don't know a lot of their names. So instead of just being like, all right, kid, get out of here, which I'll all still
right, Brett,
which I'll still do. I've just referred to them as Sweetums. So that way, if they ask, I'll just say that's the name of my favorite Muppet. Which is not my favorite Muppet, but I can't go around calling everybody Rizzo.
So you're
hey Janice, good job Janice. That'd be weird.
Hey Dr. Teeth, can you bring me some paper clips real quick?
Good job out there, Camilla, way to go.
I feel like you really shouldn't call people like Skeeter. I feel like that was just there's Skeeter. Some stank on Skeeter.
Yeah. Sweetums though, perfect name. No notes. All right. What are the multiple
actually
choice
the
answers?
One thing you really avoid is to call kids Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
That's gonna hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the multiple choice options for one of these is the name the doctor gives a Dalek. Is it A, Grumpy, B, Rusty, C, Bumpy, or D, Clanker?
I don't think it's Clanker. I would love it if it was. You only put that in there because that's what I've been calling them. If I rule out Clanker, I got a 1 in 3.
Yep, you got Grumpy, Rusty, and Bumpy then are the three options.
Can I ask the specifics of where he finds this Dalek?
He is brought to this Dalek.
He is brought to this Dalek.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Rusty.
You like Rusty?
I think that is...
Especially for the Copper Boys. It's very...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. Okay. So your money's on Rusty?
I think so.
All right. So
no, I don't know, because I can also absolutely hear it being Grumpy or...
Grumpy or Bumpy.
Or Bumpy. Yeah. Gosh darn it. We're sure it's not Sweetums?
I'm sure it's not Sweetums. Mm. I am Dalek Sweetums.
Dalek Sweets. Does the Dalek ever say the name?
I don't think so. I believe it's just the doctor says it. I don't even think the other characters say it. I think it's just the doctor who gives the name to the Dalek. I could be misremembering, but I believe it is just the doctor who says it.
Because I'm leaning Rusty or Grumpy.
Okay.
because like the doctor Daleks have bumps. That's not that's not a characteristic. I feel like if the doctor is going to give a Dalek a nickname, it is based off of a characteristic. Mm-hmm. So either this one is exceptionally rude, ergo grumpy, or this Dalek is old and is rusty.
A rusty Dalek. A rusty, grumpy, bumpy Dalek in his clanker tanker.
God, could you imagine if it was clanker, though?
If Doctor Who invented the slur for AI.
Oh, my God.
Like 10 years early.
Oh, I'd pass out. That'd be so cool. Okay. Rusty or grumpy, 50-50 chance.
Flip that coin.
I've been doing so poorly on the Cassie Profassi as well.
I mean, that's why I had to give you some bonus points recently to try and help you.
It doesn't matter. I'm behind again.
Oh,
I'm at 156 to 238.
All right.
So, because the last episode, I didn't get either one correct.
Well, flip that coin. Rusty or grumpy.
It's one. I do feel it in my gut that it's one or the other.
Okay. Which one feels more like what Moffat would write down, maybe?
I don't know Moffat that well, dude.
Okay. I mean, you got 3 seasons under him, so.
Yeah, literally, I forget. Zach, I flush so much of this stupid show out of my brain. Like, why do you think I like Daleks so much? Hey, why do you think I like Daleks so much? It's because I've seen them enough times.
After all these years, you still don't know a lot about Doctor Who, and it's entirely because you keep flushing it.
It's because I don't care. Okay, rusty or grumpy?
Which would you call a Dalek?
Grumpy.
You call him Grumpy?
I think so.
All right, so Cassie believes that the Doctor gives the name Grumpy to a Dalek. Additionally, in this episode, I don't have multiple choices for this one, but there's not that many to choose from to begin with. In this episode, the Doctor has to take on one of the traits of a Dalek. Which trait do you think it is?
For real?
For real.
This question's awful. I hate it.
I had picked the question. I will tell you this. I picked the question because I think you will like the answer. So if that helps you at all.
It takes on one of the qualities of a Dalek?
It takes on one of the traits of a Dalek.
What does that even mean?
Like if you were to describe a Dalek and its traits.
I don't know what that like. What?
Like if you were to describe a Dalek in like bullet points. What would be the description you would use for what?
Nasty little guy. Like, that's not.
The Doctor becomes a nasty little guy.
Yeah, like that's I know you're asking for an honest to God answer. Mm-hmm. There are no such things that abound in my mind.
So is your vote that the Doctor becomes just a little guy?
Yes. Fucking why not? Or else we will be sitting here for the rest of the night while I talk myself in circles and then watch you go. Could be. Maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, you know what? We'll give a joke answer. Fuck this stupid quiz. I'm out. Just a little guy.
All right.
Shut up. I'm doing it. Just a little guy. A jowg. He's a jowg.
A Dalek jowg. I am Dalek jowg.
Just a little guy.
And I have been good on my word. From last episode, I also do have a Cassie's favorite moment written down.
Okay.
So we will see if I'm correct this time. Well, we will find out together if the Doctor gives the Dalek a name Grumpy and if the Doctor just becomes a little guy. If the Doctor is just a little guy in this episode.
If the Doctor becomes a child guy.
We will find out together as we watch Series 8, Episode 2, Into the Dalek.
This week on a very special episode of Tiny Doctor.
Give it to me straight, Dr. Tiny Doctor. I can't stand this waiting any longer.
Malignant, but Dr. Tiny Doctor, you said that I'd be able to see my son's graduation. Oh. I see. Well, how long do I have? Oh my God. I have to call my wife. A car accident? Dr. Tiny Doctor, this is terrible. Please tell me my son wasn't with her. In the other car? Oh, God, this is too much to bear. I don't even know who's going to feed our pets. What do you mean they were in a third car? Drama. Suspense. Moments of intensity that will leave you on the edge of your seat on this week's episode of Tiny Doctor. And they're out of yogurt in the cafeteria?
And we are back from Into the Dalek.
Into the Dalek.
Star Trek Into Dalekness. What did you think, Cassie?
I like this one.
Yeah, I think this one I wasn't super into when it first came out, but I definitely think it's grown on me with time. There's something about just how much of a sassy bitch the Doctor is in this episode.
I told you while we were watching it, it's too soon for me to tell, but so far, I think Capaldi might be my favorite of the like modern series.
Yeah, he's definitely brings a different energy to the Doctor.
The energy is craggy old man, which works for the Doctor.
I had said when you had mentioned that, I had said that, you know, David Tennant and Matt Smith, when they were weird, it was like a. Like a tee, I'm a cute little boy.
That's, I'm a little elf.
I'm a little elf man. When Capaldi, it's like I'm like an autistic weirdo who is deliberately going to make you unhappy.
I'm thousands of years old.
You're not a young woman anymore. Yes, I am. Well, you don't look it. Yes, I do. he's just so casually mean. It doesn't seem like he's being mean in like a bullying way. It seems like he's being mean in a I don't understand how to operate with you kind of way.
He's mean in the same way that like parents that are really tight with their kids are mean.
He's mean in the way that like strangers on the internet can be when they think they can treat you like one of their close buddies.
That feels like oddly specific. Did that happen to you, Zach?
Yeah, there's a certain level of not to me specifically, but I've seen it happen to people where they have certain levels of parasocial relationship where just the people start treating them like just buddies when I'm like, I don't know who you are. Again, not me personally, but I've seen it happen.
Okay.
Sure. But yeah, I think this one, especially thinking more about how the first episode of Capaldi's run is really about the Doctor not knowing who he is. This coming in immediately with the Doctor asking the very fundamental question of, am I a good man?
Yeah.
I think that's a really interesting way to like keep that theme going. Mm-hmm. Of like, who is this guy?
The Doctor at this point in his regeneration cycle is got it now having righted his wrongs.
Yeah, righted his wrongs, having been a fresh restart, as it were.
Yeah, can now then go into the deeper questions of like, all right, the thing that happened in my past that I was running away from, I have fixed. I've been able to repair that part. But now, since that is not the thorn that's stuck in my thumb anymore, since that's been taken out, that is no longer the thing that is wrong with me. So what, if that makes sense in this analogy, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's like people who think that they would be much prettier if they lost a bunch of weight, but then when they lose that weight and they're still like, oh, well, I
just see other things wrong with me now.
Yeah, like I look healthier, I feel better, but I'm still not happy. Why?
Because it is like, oh, I righted my wrong from the time war, but I still don't know if that makes me a good person or not.
Yeah, because before I could point fingers at that thing and say, no, I'm a bad person. I'm trying to do good things, though, because I'm a bad person.
Uh-huh.
But now, he's like, I don't really know. I don't know if I'm good or if I'm bad.
Yeah. And I feel like the Daleks are an interesting, I don't know if foil is the right term for it, but there's an interesting counterbalance with that where the Doctor is often his worst self around the Daleks.
Like the Daleks are on two extremes. The Doctor is right in the middle of those extremes.
Yeah, because the Doctor, well, even Clara calls him out on being like immediately prejudiced against them. So fundamentally, he doesn't believe they have the ability to be good.
Uh-huh.
He thinks that it is fundamentally something that they cannot be, which so in a lot of ways, the Doctor is his worst self here because he is staring down the thing that makes him make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about the Time War, that while certainly the Time Lords didn't help, it was the Daleks attacking that really, really sealed the deal on that one. And I also find it interesting that there's this sort of bookend where his question is, am I a good man? And later he gets someone else to answer the question and says, you are a good Dalek.
Oh, I like that. Clara says, I don't know. And then as she's leaving, she goes, I don't know, but you're trying. You're trying to be a good person.
And I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that sentiment. I don't know that that's because I think that what Clara was really getting at is the thing that ate up the Doctor was near the end when the Dalek that had like peered into his mind and seen hatred and saw
beauty divine.
I see hatred. Hatred for the Daleks.
I see.
And the Doctor really just like lets that weigh him down of like, someone looked into my mind. One of the first things they saw was just hate. Which,
in fairness, the someone who looked into your mind is a Dalek. Yeah.
So there's also, you got to keep in mind who your audience is, I guess.
Pinch of salt.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have felt, I understand that feeling for certain. There are certain.
For certain.
There are certain things going on in the world right now that fill me with hate. And every time it does, it feels awful. But it's also like it's not a hate. It's a justified hate, which makes it almost feel worse. It's just a thing that you got weighing you down in your soul.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Doctor having that so specifically spelled out for him made him feel that in his soul.
Well, that's like when you are doing something.
Yeah.
You're doing your job and you are doing your job to the most that you can. But in doing your job to the best of your ability, somebody gets upset along the way and is angry with you. But then when you have other individuals that are like, no, like you're doing the right thing. Like, you know, you're good. You still have that little piece of you that's like, ugh, yeah, but this one person doesn't think that. So I think even like if we apply that metaphor, when you apply that to the Doctor and how this one person, all that the Dalek, this one person was able to pick up on is the most negative thing. Instead of being like, well, there were other good things that the Dalek saw, he immediately is just going to stick on, oh, Dalek saw hate.
Yeah.
Dalek saw hate for his own kind.
And thought it beautiful. And the Dalek even so far says that he sees that hatred and sees, and like, Rusty has decided that he wants to emulate the good Dalek that is the Doctor and his unabashed hatred of Daleks.
Which I will say, my favorite thing is knowing that Rusty is rolling into his ship, into the other Dalek ship. Wearing wires for hats, you know, like how some orca now have have gone to wearing dead fish on their heads like hats. Did you hear about this?
Do you like my new do?
Do you? That's an actual real life fact. Is that there is like a clan of orca that are specifically putting fish on their heads like their hats? I'm not making this up.
They didn't put that in Finding Nemo at all.
No, that's like, there's another video of an elephant that's just like gets a bunch of these leaves and flings it up onto the top of his head and is wearing it around like hair. So that's what this Dalek did.
That's
the only way you can tell him apart is by his dead fish hat.
I'm giving the mullet look a try.
Do you like my blue streak?
I was told that someone wanted me to be a dapper Dalek. So I got my hair did.
Okay, Zach. Reeling in a little. I just wanted to show off my cool orca knowledge by comparing orcas to Daleks, which honestly, not that far off. Orca fucking suck, bro. They hate so many people other fish.
There's a reason we call them killer whales.
Jeezy Pete's. Well, because they look at people and go, I could kill you, but I'm not going to. Not this.
There's
time.
No sport in it. You're too easy.
You're too easy in a kayak. Too easy. A yacht. I'm going to fuck up the yacht.
It's too loud. Too rich. Too gauche in my oceans.
Goshen.
But yes, as I just mentioned, the Dalek's name was Rusty this episode, so you don't get a point for that, but you do get a point
for just a little guy,
because the Doctor is just a little guy.
Yeah, in the most literal of terms.
Yeah, the most literal little of terms. Mm-hmm. I had thought you, I had wondered if you would pick up on that from just the title Into the Dalek, but I'm glad you got there.
I did
there
not
anyway.
Expect that. That was the I did not expect that this episode was going to be what if. The Doctor was Osmosis Jones.
Honey, we shrunk the Doctor.
I would shake your hand again, but
the doc. Where do I want to go with this now?
I have a question.
Okay.
So at the very beginning, we do meet Mr. Pink.
Okay, Danny Pink.
Yeah. Does that imply the existence of a Mr. Brain? And if so, is that Clara or the Doctor?
Danny Pink and the Brain.
Yeah.
I think the Doctor would be the Brain, though, of the two of them.
It wouldn't be Clara?
I guess Clara would be Elmira.
She literally tells the Doctor, this isn't a job. This is your hobby.
You're not my boss. You're one of my hobbies. Because the Doctor asked if he pays her.
Later on, she says, you couldn't afford me.
This sometimes Clara just reminds me very strongly of you.
Thanks.
And that's one of those moments where the you couldn't afford me really feels really feels like that. Since we got your Cassie, I do think you, when I told you at the very beginning, you got one of two Cassie Profassi points right. I think you had assumed it was the other way around. You thought you had just bullshitted just a little guy when that was absolutely the answer I was going for.
Yeah. I'm mad I reeled back on Rusty, but
yeah. Should I tell you what I guessed your favorite moment was going to be?
Sure.
It was so he says it twice, but specifically when the Dalek's like, I saw beauty. I saw a star being born.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is my favorite in the moment was the Doctor going, help me. Because help is spelled H-E-A-L-P.
Is that the one where he's spinning around?
Help me. Yes. And then I suppose you could say that the other part was the Dalek saying that he saw a star being born, because that's when I made you pause. Because I went, which one do you think he saw? Garland, Streisand, or Gaga?
Which in the shallow.
Yeah, Zach, which star being born do you think the Dalek saw that made him change?
Well, this is before the Gaga one, so it had to be Zach. One of the first two. This is 20.
He's a time traveler. It doesn't matter.
You make a good point.
Do you think that the year that they are in when they are flying through space?
I'm picturing the Dalek at a piano and then Bradley Cooper sitting next to him.
Which one did the Dalek see that made him change? Because he saw beauty and it changed. No, it wasn't that. It was saw a star being born and learned something. Which
one? What did he learn?
What did he learn and from who? Garland, Streisand, or Gaga? I'm asking you an earnest question.
I think Gaga is the funniest to me, but I do think if I had to guess, I feel like the Daleks are so like 40s coded. I think it would have to be Garland.
Okay. I also thought that too.
I do like picturing the Dalek, just that Oscars moment of Gaga and Bradley Cooper performing Shallow, but Gaga's been replaced with a Dalek bapping its two little hands on the keyboard.
The keyboard is still making all of the sounds it needs to, but it's just two little stick arms.
Every time his left arm pops down, you see the skeleton of the piano going on.
The skeleton of this piano's got bones. Do you remember when Dalek would shoot and he would just kind of paralyze people? I miss that.
Yeah, now they still have a stun setting.
They just have X-ray.
They still have a stun setting, I'm sure, but they just don't use it very often. They're more into the exterminate.
But yeah, Dalek, sick Dalek, I think was my favorite. Just, are you my doctor? Are you here to help me? Help me.
And Tiny Tim Dalek, who did not exterminate.
But yeah, you're wrong. It was help me.
Help.
Help me. Yeah.
That's fair. There's a lot of good moments just in a Dalek voice. I had just something about
I saw beauty.
Nah,
I really thought that was going to be like a stim for you.
Nah, it is literally just help me.
Can we also talk about just how they gave the doctor all the like quips this episode?
I'm his carer. Yes, she does all the caring for me.
Yeah, she cares so I don't have to. Another one is when he's managed to get Journey Blue onto the TARDIS to save her from her death. She's like complaining. She's like, my brother's dead. And he's like, I saved a sister. You're welcome. And then she's like, got the gun pointed. I was like, take me back to my ship. And he's like, no, not like that. And then gives her a look. Gotta say please.
Yeah.
That's not a lie, but he does have it in his face when they're talking about the shrinking device that they use for to do surgery. He goes, terrific idea for a movie, terrible idea for a proctologist. There's so many of these.
I get the feeling that they wrote this episode first.
So they really like pumped it full of all their bits. Yeah,
they went, okay, cool. This is the one that it was good after the first draft, but they were like, let's make it better.
What if we added as many dad jokes as we could think of? And then it's like, tell her not to be lasagna.
Yeah.
Don't be lasagna.
Another good quip where they're going through like a small tube. And even though Jenna Coleman is like as skinny as could be, the doctor makes some comment about it being a tight fit. And then Clara's like, comments on my hips will not be appreciated. And the doctor's like, oh, your hips are fine. You're built like a man.
Which like, I don't want to say that this doctor is a himbo. This doctor is just it. And I don't know if it's because of the doctors. Capaldi is the oldest of the modern doctors. He is very grandpa-coded.
I mean, he's the second oldest doctor, period. The only actor who was older when they played the doctor was Bill Hartnell.
How old was Troughton?
Troughton was in his late 30s, early 40s. I can't remember exactly. I could find out. But
because Troughton also kind of has a walking face where I think he just at some point his body said, we are going to look this age forever.
And Peter Capaldi is only a year younger than Bill Hartnell was when Bill got the role.
Like, Patrick and Pertwee both picked an age and stayed there forever.
Yeah, Patrick Troughton's hair got a little darker, but that's about it. When Patrick Troughton got the role, he was 46.
Okay.
So he was still a decade younger than Capaldi.
Yeah, but even by the time that the five doctors came up, he looked the same.
I just answered you. And Capaldi's hair has gotten whiter since he's been the doctor, but I'm sure that if he wanted to, he could salt and pepper that back up.
I wonder if it's just a quality with the eyes.
Yeah. Talking about
his angry eyes.
Talking about your hips are fine. You're built like a man. I know that's written to be like a dopey insult, but there's something about saying you look like a man said to you in a Scottish accent that I feel is genuinely empowering.
It's a part that I'm like, thank you. I mean, that's a compliment.
It just feels like someone like slapped you on the back when they said it. It made you feel real tough, all big and tough like.
Oh, back, not backside. Gotcha.
You're not getting a slap on the ass from the doctor. No, I mean, like someone's like giving you a solid pat.
The kind that knocks the wind out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like that radiation poisoning is what was causing the Dalek to be nice.
Yeah, he's got
it's the opposite of another like actual statistic that like. So there's a recent study that's come out having to do with lead poisoning.
Oh, okay.
And that the reason why we saw way more like homicidal maniacs and like serial killers and like family killers during the 70s and 80s is because of the overabundance of lead and lead poisoning.
Not that they all had lead poisoning. They were all really angry about lead poisoning.
Okay. Yeah. Jokes aside, you chuckle fuck. But that's why it's such a big deal that gas says that it's unleaded, because if you think about it, when gas had lead in it, that's in the air. People are surrounded by it, which is why we saw way more of these like very prolific serial killers during that time because there was no control over lead usage.
Yeah, that would certainly make some amount of sense.
So it's just really silly to me that the opposite effect applies to Daleks. He gets poisoned, he turned nice. We poison, we start killing our family and loved ones.
Yeah, you gotta crack his head open like an egg and show him a star, and then finally he'll be like, oh, I get it now.
Gotta crack his head open like an egg, show him Judy Garland in The Star is Born. And he goes, ah, beauty.
We've already shown someone a Star Wars. What do we do for this one? Bring him the Wizard of Oz.
Show him the Renee Zellweger movie about Judy Garland. That'll get him.
We're off to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I don't think, no, because I watched that on a plane. That movie made me cry. Not the Wizard of Oz, although that also makes me a little, like, weirdly emotional.
We also got our return of Missy for just a brief moment.
I don't like whatever. Every time I'm like, good show. It then throws some little, like, oh, teehee, there's something else going on that's a little silly.
They're the mystery woman.
Oh, then we're in heaven. We're in the good place.
Can't wait to see Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to see Kristen Bell.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Is Ted Danson ever in Doctor Who?
I don't think so, no.
Damn it!
That would be very funny, though.
Right?
See, yeah, Ted Danson type. I think he's too... I think he would be... One, he's American, and two, I think he's too big an actor for the show. The show doesn't tend to get huge actors for stuff.
I mean, he got Simon Pegg for that one little bit.
Yeah, but that was before he was, like... Before he had done anything huge.
I was gonna say, he got Mark Gatiss, but, like...
Mark Gatiss writes for the show.
I know.
He's a huge Doctor Who fan, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
you got Mark Gatiss. Well, yeah, but Mark Gatiss is who he is because of Doctor Who. So.
Yeah, and that's two people that have been in the Mission Impossible movies. Who else can we get? Mm. Can we get Henry Cavill? Thomas Cruise?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Henry Cavill in a Doctor Who? Oh, my goodness.
With his mustache and his reloading biceps?
Either that or... If they get him in the Witcher wig.
Hello, I'm the Doctor.
I would have a hard time with that.
Just out of the lineup, there's just one really buff doctor that they don't address. Be really funny. So I do like that this episode is so much about the Doctor's identity. I think that's a good through line for at least, especially because
it's a good storyline for where we are right now. If this story came and it had been a season with Capaldi and he's still looking in a mirror going, who am I?
Yeah.
It would be a little like, all right, buddy, we figured it out.
You're 12. We get it.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I think, but I also think that because Capaldi is so different from so, like, not just in, like, physical appearance, but his performance is very different from previous doctors. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, the Doctor has just been given a whole new batch of regenerations, he is sort of a reset for the character.
Yeah, he's new again.
I think this is a good angle to be taking the show at this time.
Well, because I'm not, and I... Yeah. Sorry, I just words.
Were you possessed by a puppy?
I just get a lot of words that try to come out at once.
Little chihuahua that pilots Cassie really let itself be. You know,
I would be more offended, but I'm absolutely pilot. I think that's why Lottie doesn't like me. Chihuahua Pug looks at me, and goes, "Ugh, you're too much like me." But like, I guess it's a little bit of a spoiler for me, but it was an episode that we did just based off of what Capaldi ends up wearing. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea that he starts going through, like, not an emo phase, but his own little, like,
it's funny that you say emo, because when I see him, all I see is like close-up magician.
Right now it is. Yeah. Right now it's very close to magician, but when he starts wearing hoodies and...
Oh, yeah. When he's got his, like, pea coat and his hoodies.
Yeah, and his, like, big crazy hair. I'm like, oh, it's a phase.
Wearing sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, it's a phase, Clara.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm really excited to see that, like, that evolution.
Mm-hmm. So this was... sort of a falling off point for a lot of people. I think a lot of people after, maybe not after, maybe not when the season started, but I don't know that the show ever really got back to the numbers it was pulling during Tennant and Smith's eras.
Well, I also think that that's part of the reason why they included Smith in the first episode.
Yeah.
As a passing of the torch, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the passing of the torch, it found a good way to, like, let him hand it off to Capaldi while still keeping this core theme of, and almost in a way reinforcing that core theme of, who is this character? Who are we examining it? And I feel like maybe people weren't, after the big, like, 50th anniversary stuff,
mm-hmm.
I feel like trying to, like, really bring it down way small again, down to, like, the Doctor as a person,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's the right choice. I also totally understand how a lot of people were like, I'm not here anymore for this.
Narratively speaking, it makes sense, and that's kind of the only direction that you can go in.
Yeah.
But I can also, it feels, and I think you made this comparison before,
mm-hmm.
after the likes of Endgame,
mm-hmm.
where it was like, this was the big finale.
Yeah, this is the thing we had been building up to for years.
And now this is past, but we're still going to keep this going. How do we keep it going, but bring it back to basics?
Yeah. Yeah. So I really like that. I am curious to see how you feel about some more stuff this season. Missy especially, I'm curious to see.
Already pissed at her.
Well, I'm just curious because I know what happens with her. So I'm curious about that.
You do? Wow.
But I'm really curious about what you're going to think about next episode, because next episode's another pretty controversial one. And I'll let you figure out what, maybe think about why that could be when I tell you that the next episode is called Robot of Sherwood.
I mean, spoilers. I did see Clara wearing like a Renaissance outfit.
Uh huh.
So
yeah, I have to rush real fast to pause those to be continued or next time on Doctor Who's.
So I can only imagine it has to do with Torchwood. I'm being an asshole. It's Sherwood Forest, like Robin Hood. I know that. Dipshit.
Well, we'll find out together on the next episode of Who Is My Doctor?
Who's my doctor?
Who is indeed? Hey there, everybody. Hope you enjoyed having a quick episode this week. You know, is it weird to say it felt nice to have less to say about something after a long string of majorly important episodes? I guess sometimes all you need is just Dalek Gaga. Anyway, be sure you are subscribed if you aren't already to get updated for future episodes. And if you can spare the minute, please give us a review wherever you're listening now to help the algorithm send us out to other Whovians out there. Special thanks, as always, to our Big Daddy Dalek patrons, Andrew Blewett, David Gansel, Travis Aiken, and Daniel Lindgren. Next week, we head to Sherwood Forest, so I'll see you all next Tuesday, because your Tuesdays are now Whosdays.